He'll know it when you give him your all.
Right.
Praise God. There'll be a witness there, a connection.
Yes.
I'd like to ask us tonight. My message just changed. So I got a notebook here, but there's a lot of stuff I've written down. But I want to ask us, everybody in this house tonight, what is it that really matters to you? More than anything in your life, more than anything in this world, I want to ask, what is it that really, really matters to you more than anything? What is it? In the view of the here and now, right now, and in the view of eternity, what is it that matters the most? What is the main thing in life? Oh, God.
Come on, Brother Tommy. Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. As I was praying this past Friday in my study, I was looking at the world situation. It's worse now than it's ever been, at least in my lifetime. Never would have realized what kind of shape our generation is in. It's perverted. It's corrupt. It's filthy. It's defiled. And just like in the time of Noah, men's hearts were constantly filled with evil. The imaginations was evil continually. And God said, the end of all flesh has come before me. But I tell you, he looked down and he found one man, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, not everybody's going to go to heaven. Everybody, you read the obituary and read all the names through their different ages. People's went out. I've attended funerals. I've heard preachers preach. Everybody goes to heaven now. My Lord, no matter how they've lived, no matter what kind of life that they had, the drug addicts are going. The alcoholics are going. The sinners are going. It means more than having your name written on a ledger somewhere and shaking a preacher's hand. It is more than just coming to church once every 6 months or once a year. This thing is a 365 day a year thing that you give God your all. When you get up of a morning until you lay your head on your pillow of a night, God comes first. I said, you gotta serve God and you gotta love him. Jesus said to love the Father with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I don't know about you, but you cannot live it too close that you'll go past heaven. But I'm not telling you, there's a lot of people, oh, they'll come up short on that day, and they will not be able to enter in. Jesus said, strive to enter in. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. I'm telling you, you're going to have to lay off the world and lay off its sin. Hallelujah. You're going to have to come out a lock, stock, and barrel. You're going to have to separate yourself from this world and lay aside every idol and every sin. Hallelujah to God. You're going to have to die out and let Christ come in and be the Lord of your life. It is more than saying you're a Christian. It's more than saying, hallelujah, that you're ready for heaven. You will live this thing and you'll have the Holy Ghost witnessing in your soul that you're saved and you're sanctified. And you're being set free, hallelujah, from sin. Sin will not have a hold on you, hallelujah to God. You won't want anything to do with this world and its entertainment. You'll come out. I said you'll strip for the race, and the blood of Jesus will wash you and it'll cleanse you. Raise your mother hand in the house. I want to know know that I know that I'm born again by the Spirit of the living God. I want to know that I'm clean. I want to know that I'm sanctified. I want to know, hallelujah, that the Lord is pleased with my life.
Hallelujah.
Come out of her.
Yes.
Come out of her, my people, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and you be my, shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hey, Lord, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? I want a pure heart, don't you? I want to be ready if the Lord calls me. What is it? What is it that really matters? Yay, Lord. It's worse now than I've ever seen it. Everything coming and going.
Right.
The earth under our feet and the globe is shaking because of the transgressions that are heavy upon it.
Right.
Oh, Lord, this world is full of evil. It's full of trouble. There's no peace. Peace is missing in the hearts of people. No peace in the families. No peace in the home. Oh God, can I tell you, our generation, it seems like has lost all hope. Sin is tearing the very fabric of our society apart. Our streets are filled with drugs and violence. You ask me why, Brother Tommy? Why, preacher, all the hate? Why all the bad news? Why all the tragedies and the troubles in the human race and in the lives of people? I'm going to tell you why it's all the trouble. It's because God is missing. I said the Lord is a missing in the heart. He's a missing in the home. He's a missing in the marriage. Hallelujah. People don't have time for God anymore. They're trying to feel that void on the inside of them. And I'm telling you, they ain't nothing will ever satisfy you but Jesus Christ. I said nothing will ever satisfy your soul like the Lord will when He comes on the inside. Sister Sheila, you will know it, and you will feel it down about the fifth rib. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, amen. Glory.
You'll know it.
Glory.
Hallelujah. God is missing. He's the missing piece.
Yes.
He's the missing piece. This world doesn't have Jesus in their heart. The devil's causing all the separations and all the divisions and all the wars and all the strife and all the confusion. He's a troublemaker. He's the troublemaker.
Right.
He's out to discourage you. He's out to tear you down. He's out to throw roadblocks in front of you. He don't want you to get closer to God.
Right.
No, he don't. He'd like to latch a hold of you and pull you with the strings of this world. He don't want you praying. Come on, he'll fill your mind with all kind of stuff. Oh, Lord, he'll occupy all of your time if you let him.
Come on.
And you have no time for the Lord to be holy. No time to bow on your knees and seek the face of God. No time to get along with the Lord. No time to reach up and let him clothe you with that righteousness. No time is spent for God. Everything else fills our life. And we've let the Lord, we've left him out. There is a missing some peace tonight. Oh, God, and many people that say, I'm a Christian and I'm ready for heaven. Oh, Lord, no, 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 no. Hallelujah. I paid a price to get to where I'm at.
Amen.
I pray to get where I'm at.
Amen.
I get a hold of the Lord every day, and I take time to read His Word. I take time to behold His Word with my eyes and to listen to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And to get a hold of the Lord. And I feel that witness. Raise your little hand in the house. There ain't nothing like it, Sister Maria. There ain't nothing in this world, hallelujah, like feeling the presence of the living God. He's real and He's alive. He's alive. He'll make you alive. Hallelujah. There's a witness in this thing, and it'll show you. It'll get in your feet. It'll get in your arms. Hallelujah. It'll make my tears roll out of your eyes. There'll be a holy, a hallelujah, hallelujah. And there will be a praise. And there'll be worship. Hallelujah. When the Lord comes in.
Praise you. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Slip your hands up. Let's acknowledge Him. He's here. He's here in the house.
Yes, I have that peace that you're longing for. I have that peace that you desire. Yes, I say unto thee, you must come with me. You must surrender your whole heart to me. Give me your everything, your all. And I say unto thee, I will give you that peace.
I feel like the Lord is speaking right now. Draw nigh to me. Draw nigh to me. No time to drift. No time to be on the outskirts. No time to be away from God. No time to be separated from God's Holy Ghost and the anointing in His presence. God's calling. He's drawing. He's drawing. Come, it's time to get near. Time to get ready. You must be ready. Cleanse your hands, your sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. that your joy turn to heaviness and your laughter to mourning, and humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I want my hands clean. Come on, I want my hands clean. I want my heart pure. It's going to have to be pure. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I want the mind of Christ. Jesus, Jesus, a lot of people's problems in this hour is their minds. Your mind can lock you, it can bind you, locked and bound in the mind. And that's where the battle is. If that devil can occupy your mind and get a hold of your mind, he can control and put fetters upon your heart. The heart seeks to be free and it wants to be free. But we're going to have to get this loose. Knowledge is power. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's when you know the Word of God. It's when you hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you. When you hear His voice, your mind, your ears pick it up. Jesus said, he that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Take heed what you hear. Be very careful who you listen to. Amen. Not everybody will give you the truth. Not everybody will preach to you holiness and righteousness. No, they won't. Take heed to what you hear. And Jesus said, take heed how you hear. That means after you hear the truth, take heed of what you know is right and wrong. Take heed what God has. Oh, I felt the Lord go over me right now. It don't take God 100 times to tell you certain things that are wrong. He can only tell you one time and be justified. You better stop it. You better quit doing it. You better quit going that route. You better quit handling it. You better quit watching it. You better quit listening to it. It don't take the Lord, I'm on, 12 times to say lay it aside and quit it. Hallelujah. And take up your cross and follow me. He only has to tell you one time. I'm telling you, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah, free indeed. Raise your little head and say, Lord, more than anything in my life, I want to be free. Lord, would you start in my mind? Would you start in my mind, Lord? Would you start in my mind and work on me, Lord? And give me the mind of Jesus. Oh, Lord, when I give you all of my mind, and then you can get down in my heart, and you can feel my heart. Hey, Lord, yes, you will. Bound. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't fight the enemy and cannot fight the devil with a gun or clubs, knives, ammunition. But they're mighty. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds, casting down the imaginations. Get it under you. God don't want you to have the mind of the world. Come on now. He don't want you to have the mind of the sinner and the backslider. He wants you to have His mind. He wants you to have a heavenly mind. He wants you to have a pure heart and a pure mind. I feel the Lord in the house. He's here. And if you can get this right here under control and learn how to pray, and the more that you pray and get in the Word of God and fast and give up meals, I guarantee you, I promise you, there'll come a power in your life and you will feel the Holy Ghost inside of you. Casting down imaginations and every thought, bringing every thought into captivity into the grasp of Christ. Oh God, He don't want you in the world. I feel God speaking here tonight. He is speaking. He's speaking. Have you gave Him your all? Are you holding back anything? Brother Ronnie Ray had it right. One thing thou lackest. Sometimes, listen, I've been in this thing 49 years, and I've seen them come and cry. It looked like they meant business with God. I've seen them wipe the tears. I've seen their loved ones, the pastor, hand them tissues. I've seen them wipe the tears. And after a little while, it was just like you could feel something come over them, a roadblock. They come to the end of something. They came to the end of something. The tears dried up, and they got up, and they walked back to the seat. You know what that one thing is? It could be anything, but when they prayed and really, really wanted to go to heaven and say, God, help me, I want to serve you. And then the Lord, while they was there at the altar, put his finger upon a certain thing in their life. And all of a sudden, a coldness comes over. And they get up and walk back to their seat. They wasn't willing to give up that one thing. Come on. And I've seen others come desperate. And they meant it with all of their heart.
I feel God in here.
And they really, really, really wanted to go to heaven. They had family over there waiting on them, loved ones over there waiting on them, and I've seen them hit their knees at an altar and say, God, I really, really, really mean it. I'm tired of this world. I'm tired of the hypocrisy. I'm tired, Lord, of playing, hallelujah, the part, and I don't want to be it no more. I'm tired of putting on a mask and smiling, my Lord, and let everybody else think I'm all right, but I got to get rid of this one thing, and whatever it is eating on you and a tying you up and a keeping you from victory. I'm going to raise your little hand and say, Lord, show me what's holding me back from your glory and from your anointing. I want to have it. I say, I want to know that I've got the connection in God. Sister Sherry, I've seen them get up, tears flowing, hugging everybody in the house because they surrendered their all to God. And there was a witness there in their life. A witness. God's drawing. Yes, Lord. The Lord's just saying, you're going to have to spend more time with me. Come on, listen to me. Please, in the days ahead, if Jesus tarries his coming, some of us are going to have a whole lot more than what we got right now. We don't know what's going to come through our government, through the next leader that takes the White House. They've opened up the pits of hell, and out has come the transgender and the sex maniacs and the perverts and the sodomites. Everything is in our streets now. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. How many would say, I want to be separate, Brother Tommy? I don't belong to that gang. I don't belong to them. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. I'm glad I came out, and I'm glad I got the blood of Jesus applied out of my heart. Hallelujah. Oh God. What is it doing in inventory right now? What is it in your life that means more to you than anything? What is it? What is your need? What do you want God to do for you? Do you long for him? Long to touch him, long to feel him, and long to see him smile upon you. Praise God. If they want to come to the piano, I can't keep going with this. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you really know? Do you understand how late that it is and the hour we're living in? Do you really comprehend we're living right on the threshold of eternity? Right on the threshold of eternity. Eternity is forever and ever. Right now, so make up our mind. It's time to make up our mind to cross over and say, I'm coming completely out, Lord, and I'm a coming fully to you. Would you stand, everybody in this house, stand. Hallelujah. You're able to stand. If you're able to stand, stand with me. Oh, God, your time is a running out. Your time is a running out. Listen, there's a little boy. His mommy and him went to church all the time. The wife kept trying to get her husband to go. And sitting down at the dinner table, Brother JT, as they was eating, the mommy said, won't you, honey, said, won't you go to church with me and my son? He had so many irons in the fire and so much to do, and he wouldn't go. It got real quiet around that old dinner table. Little Johnny looks up at his daddy and says, Daddy, he said, yeah, honey. He said, Mommy told me that you got insurance. You got insurance on our automobiles. You got insurance on our home. You got insurance on everything that we own and have. And if something would have happened, it's all covered. And the daddy said, that's right, honey. And he looked at his daddy, said, but daddy, and his daddy looked at him. Mommy said, you don't have any insurance on your soul. Mommy said, you got everything covered around you in the material realm, but in the spirit realm, nothing is covered, daddy. You don't have that blessed assurance. Can we find a place to pray? You might say, I'm all right, and I'm glad, and I hope everybody in this house. But when I preach tonight, I'm preaching to myself. And I see areas in my life where I can get close. But if you're all right tonight, I praise God for that. But oh, Lord, would you pray for your loved ones and pray for your family? Would you pray for the neighborhood? Pray for this world that is lost. Come on, as she sings, pour your heart out and say, God, I don't want one thing between me and you, between me and heaven. Come on, children, pray. Pray. Pour your heart out. Pour it out.
Phew. I used to live a life with just pretend. A plastic heart inside,
Jesus,
with no peace within.
Jesus, come on, come on.
Then you stepped out of the door. Lord, you opened up my heart,
Jesus,
revealing all my secret hidden sins. And I'll go down 7 times, and the tree I'll even
time to cry out.
Cry out,
put the trumpet to my lips and
Lord,
cry. Oh, watchman on the wall, watchman on the wall. What of the night? What do you see? Hallelujah to God.
This time, Lord, I'll serve you honestly. There's no use trying to hide it from your eyes. There's no need in wearing a disguise. For you've seen in me, there's a Lord and Pharisee.
Yes, God.
I'm trying to be as honest as I can. And I'll go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off, Lord, just to get to you. I'll get down on my knees at the feet of covering.
Praise God.
And declare so openly, this just pretend. A plastic heart inside with no peace within. Then you stepped out of the dark, but you opened up my heart, revealing all my secrets, heaven seen.